If you have your Bibles, open up to the book of James. Today we're going to be in the book of James. The title of our sermon today is Handling Our Moods. Handling Our Moods. James chapter 5, verse 13 through 16 is what we'll look at today. Here's what God's word has to say. Anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, this is your service. God, we are your people. And Lord, I just pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come over every single one of us today, God. We're here for one reason and one reason only, Lord, and that's to worship our true living God. And so, Lord, I pray that every single person in here today has a personal encounter with you, Lord. Not a general encounter, not just coming to church to sing songs and to leave the same way that they came, but God, to come in as one person and leave as another person. Lord, change us, Lord. Help us to grow closer to you through this service. God, we thank you for everything that you've done for our families, for what you've done for our church, and God, what you're doing here in the world, Lord. God, there are Christians all over the world coming to you, Lord, still looking for your name, God. So I thank you, Jesus, for what you've done when you died on the cross for our sins. I thank you for your promises that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And I thank you, Lord, for the message that you've blessed us with today. God, thank you for everything you do in our lives. For it's in your holy and precious name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today the Lord has blessed me with kind of a strange message. It's kind of a strange message, but it applies to everyone. I believe it applies to everyone regardless of age, regardless of gender, regardless of maturity level. I think it is a message that applies to every single person in the congregation. But before I start out the message today, I just want to ask you a question. And I want you to answer honestly. You know, because most people will say they're happy, they're good, things like that. But I want you to answer honestly. If I was to ask you, how do you feel today? How do you really feel today? I mean, who wants to share with me in a couple short words? Who wants to share how they feel? It can be good or bad. We want honesty. Connie, how do you feel today?
Tired and sore.
Tired and sore. That's good. All right. Who else wants to share how they feel today? Miss Alba.
Not good. My cat's not eating.
Not good because your cat's not eating. Yep, yep. Well, I have a dog, a little pug. He's not eating either. He wants to eat hot dogs instead of his dog food, you know. And I love him so much, Miss Alba, that I'm a sucker. And I feed him the hot dogs. And I make the other dog eat the dog food. Not a very fair parent, am I? But what are you going to do? But yeah, who else wants to share how they're feeling today? You're happy. All right. Praise the Lord. Kathy's happy. That's good. That's good. What about you, Miss Carol?
I'm happy and I'm in pain.
Happy and in pain. Are you happy that you're in pain?
No.
But you're happy even though you have pain. Praise the Lord. That's good. All right. Well, if I was to ask the congregation, you can raise your hands for these. How many people are happy? Raise your hands. All right. How many people are tired? Yeah. How many people are just stressed out? How many people just got a lot of stress going in their life right now? How many people are upset or angry? Yeah, there you go. Good. How many people are just frustrated? Like things are just irritating you today. Yeah, yeah. How many people are sad? Anybody sad? What about depressed? Do we have any depressed people in here today? Yeah, we got some tough things going on today. Well, you know what? How we feel directly impacts our emotions. And that's kind of what I want to talk about a little today. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks, so he is. God created us as humans. He could have created us as anything he wanted. But he didn't do that. He created us as humans. And as humans, he's given us some unique talents, some unique gifts, some things that are different than the rest of creation. As humans, we have the ability to think. And some people are laughing like, you haven't met my husband or wife. But I'm seriously, he has. He's given you the ability to think. He's given you the free will to make choices, good choices, and sometimes bad choices you can make. He's given us emotion and feelings like we shared today, where we have happiness and sadness, joy, anger, frustration, all those different things. All those different things we feel are because God created us, and God created us to have emotions. And I don't know about you, but I was looking around God's creation this week while I was out at the Opie Down Home Days, while I was just walking around, and I saw people with all different kinds of emotions, all different kinds of attitudes, and all different kinds of actions. It's interesting to watch people. I'm very interested in how our emotions and our actions can play together. And if you ever wondered, when your emotions meet your actions, you know what that turns into? Your mood. Has anybody ever told you, you are in a mood today? Anybody ever said that before? You wonder, like, what do they mean when they say that? Is it good? Not usually. You are in a mood today. And so I was thinking, I want to talk to you about moods. And I want to talk about what can we do when we're dealing with these different moods. Now, we can be in a good mood. I mean, a great mood where everything is going good. I mean, we're focusing on good things. The sun is shining. Our family is doing great. We are just genuinely happy and we have joy in the Lord. We can be in great moods like that. We can be in impatient moods where nothing is fast enough for you. I mean, nothing. You can't cook the dinner fast enough. That's irritating. The mail takes forever to come. Your kid, you call your kid, they don't answer the phone. I mean, everything can just get you impatient. Have you ever had one of those moods before? You can be in a frustrated mood where you can't find your keys in the morning. You're trying to get to work. You've got stuff to do, but you can't find your keys. Miss Carol had that problem one time, and George secretly stole them, didn't you, George? And she was a little frustrated, weren't you, Sister Carol? Yeah? Yeah, so you get frustrated where you can't find your keys, where everything you have planned is going wrong, where everybody you ask to help you causes more trouble than they do help. You know what I'm saying? You guys have been in those situations. And this is that's one of those frustrated moods. And then you can be in a bad mood. And oh yes, those moods, they combine like impatience and frustratedness and all kinds of other things when you get in that bad mood. Anybody in the congregation ever been in a bad mood? Yeah, we've been in bad moods before, right? And if you ever had anybody tell you when you were in a bad mood that you were in a bad mood? I mean, does that ever help?
No.
You know, I've done that to my wife before. She's been in a bad mood. I'm like, honey, you sure are cranky. She just looks at me. And I said, honey, you know, why are you in such a bad mood? I'm not in a bad mood, Alan. Okay. Well, you sure seem like you're in a bad mood. Do you think that's helping me at all right now? And then I look back and think, and I'm like, she's right. I'm probably not helping her that much. But yes, we get in all these different moods. So as I was studying for this message this week, I was like, what is a mood anyway? Like, why do we get in these moods? How can we get out of these moods? And I'll tell you, as I was writing this sermon, I went through every mood there was. I went through the frustrated mood like, God, it's Friday night. I've been sitting down in this basement for 6 hours reading your word, and I have nothing to preach on, so you're going to have to tell me what you want. And then I've been in the irritated mood where, you know, Josh, will you please go shut the water off outside? Okay, Dad, yeah, I'll do it when I get a chance. And then the pool is like an inch and a half from the top, and our water bill is going to be $300, you know? So I went through the impatient mood, the frustrated mood. I went through the angry mood. You know, I've gone through all these different moods while I was writing this sermon. And I'm like, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? I love how God works in our life. And so I looked up moods. What does the word mood mean anyway? And so I looked it up, and it says, moods are emotions that tend to become fixed for hours, days, weeks, months, marked by, listen, excessive sensitivity and impulsive behaviors, and even can be unpredictable behaviors. Now, there's people that try to solve their mood problems in different ways all over the world, right? Some try medicine. That works for some people. Others try alcohol or maybe energy drinks. Some go for a run or go to the gym to exercise. Some people eat. And I'm talking comfort foods. I'm talking chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, homemade cookies. Some people use scents like lavender to kind of calm them down and help them. Or even listen to music. But today I don't want to talk to you about the worldly ways to solve your mood problems. Because you know what? I believe they don't all succeed. But I do know one way that succeeds. And that's the spiritual way. And that's what I'm going to talk to you today. So look back to James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Listen to what it says here. It says, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call on the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So in James, in this letter, he's writing this letter to the Jews. And he's giving them some advice of how you can live in the ups and the downs of life. How you can live and go through all these difficult times and the good times in life. So he tells us how you can deal with happy times, how you can deal with sickness, how you can deal with confession of sin, and how you can handle the moods that we get into. And James, he makes it clear that we're going to go through days that are going to be great. And then we're going to go through days where the world throws everything it can at us. It feels like you are just falling down, broken down underneath that rock, pushing up as hard as you can because you're stuck. You know what I'm talking about, Lorene? Yeah, she knows what I'm talking about. There's those days. And so among that, he writes that whether you're going through a good time or a bad time, he's basically telling us, you got to stay in close contact with God. Listen to what verse 13 says again. Is any one of you among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing song of praise. So an interesting thing about the early churches, they had some qualities that were just dominant. The early church had some dominant qualities. One of them was they met and wanted to meet. Those people in the early church, there was no dragging people to church. They wanted to be there. They wanted to learn about Jesus Christ. They wanted to see how he was going to save people and deliver them from the troubles that they were in. Another quality they had is they loved to sing. Does anybody here love to sing? I'm not saying you can sing well. You just love to sing. I love to sing. I don't necessarily sing well, but I love to sing. And then another thing the early church had is they were a praying church. They believed that nothing was going to happen unless they were on their knees praying and asking God about every decision, about every direction. They were a praying church. And I'll tell you that just like those churches back then had those qualities, we should have those qualities in our churches today. We need to have those qualities in our church today. So if we're in trouble, if we're in some strange mood, if we're in some emotional struggle that's not good, we have to do what? According to Scripture, it says we have to pray. Even Paul recognized this. He says, when he writes his first letter in 1 Corinthians 14:15, he says, so what should I do? I'll pray with my spirit, but I'll also pray with my mind. I will sing with my spirit, but I also will sing with my mind. And so if you're in any trouble, if you're in any difficult situation, if you're in one of those moods that you just can't get out of, rather than acting out in how our emotions feel, like hiding away from everyone when you're sad, instead of lashing out in anger and maybe punching your brother or sister, instead of saying something that you might regret later because you're irritated, instead of acting in a way that might offend somebody by something that you say, because you're impatient, instead of doing something that might hurt your witness for the Lord or cause you to sin, James tells his readers, he says, pray. Just pray. We need to find a quiet place. Sometimes the only quiet place you might find when you're in one of these moods is the bathroom. Sometimes you might just have to decide, I'm in a bad mood, I'm crabby, like Josh was singing a song this morning. Oh no, yeah, he was singing this beautiful song that we opened with, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. But you see, Josh was a little frustrated, so he changed the lyrics to fit his mood. He said, Open the eyes of my heart, I just want to punch you. Have you ever felt like that before? Well, apparently that's how Josh felt this morning when he was trying to get that computer working, and we all see how good that went this morning, huh? But what I'm telling you is James says, he says, if you're going through one of these tough times, if you're having a mood problem, if you're having a trouble, an issue, you just got to pray. You got to get away right then. Realize, I'm crabby, I'm irritated, I'm sad, I'm upset. And just get the heck out of there, wherever you're at. Run to the bathroom, go to a place, and just sit there and pray. Sit before the Lord. And pour your heart out to him. The way that word is translated, the word that says pray in there says to make prayers or pray earnestly. Does anybody know what earnest, the word earnest means? We don't use that word too often anymore nowadays. But earnestly means pray with a heart that's convicted. It means seek after that. It means intensely go after that. And so when you're in a tough mood, when you're going through a tough situation, you've got to get out of that trouble. You've got to find a place to go, and you have to pray. You know, as easy as it sounds is having one of these bad moods, having a difficult mood, and jumping away and pray. Most of the time, we don't do that. And I can tell you, there would be a lot less heartaches in the world if we would do that, if we would just follow James' advice, if we'd get out of the situation and we'd go pray. But you know what? Most of us don't do that. You know what we do instead? We do whatever our emotions cause us to do. We go into full gear with our emotions, and the impacts we make sometimes are catastrophic. If we're upset, that comfort eating kicks in. You know what I'm talking about. I've seen those movies, those romance movies, those women cried. Oh man, this guy broke up with me. I'm so sad. And they're eating those bonbons on the couch. That's a real thing, man. I'm telling you. I have a daughter. I know what that looks like. Kyle, don't be causing any problems with my daughter making her eat like that. So I'm telling you, that's what happens. I have a wife. I know what happens when she has a rough day at work. She's like a hamster. She goes into that cabinet. She's got the chips out. I'm like, honey, I thought you were on a diet. Shut up, Alan. Okay. Do you want me to get you anything else? I go back and look in the little cupboard. And I'm like, Josh, where's the so-and-so? Mom ate him. Well, I'm not going to tell her that. She'll kill me. So sometimes when we're sad, when we're upset, we go through that. And I'll tell you what, if you would follow James' advice and you would just leave and go somewhere and pray, your waistline would thank you. If you're having a rough day at work, if things are going tough, you had an argument with your spouse, a child, or a friend, instead of praying, you know what I do? I go to an electronics store and I go shopping. And it's bad for the wallet when you go shopping at an electronics store. But maybe you're a lady and you go to the mall and you go shopping. Boy, it makes you feel good for a few seconds. You were upset, now you feel a little bit better. But at the end of the month when that credit card bill comes in, you're like, man, my wallet would have thanked me if I would have just walked away and prayed instead of went to the store. If we're angry, sometimes we might throw a tantrum. Jump up and down, throw something, you know, yell. If you've ever been in a relationship, your wife or husband, you guys might have even argued in front of the whole neighborhood before. Everybody knows your business. Or maybe just as bad, you took those bad feelings, those feelings of anger, and you put them down, you pushed them down, and they stayed there for a month or two. Some of you guys know what I'm talking about. And then they started stewing. And then pretty soon, your husband or wife comes home from work. Hi, honey, how are you? And this big scary lion comes out and jumps at you. I'm telling you, you know what James is trying to do? He's trying to save us from ourselves. He's like, hey, when you're in trouble, don't do all those crazy things that you're going to have to repent of later. Just go pray. Just go pray. If you don't remember anything else from the message today, remember that. When you're going through a rough time, get out of there. Go to a bathroom, hide, find a place, and just go and pray. As you look through the Bible, it wasn't just James that said this stuff. Abraham prayed when he was in trouble. Moses prayed when he was in trouble. Read the Psalms. David, that poor guy, he was always in trouble. If you look in there, he's always crying out to the Lord about something. That guy was always in trouble and he was praying. And so we can't let our emotions control us. We can't let our moods control us. We're supposed to be children of God. And so when we're having a trouble, we got to go to God. That's our source of healing. That's our source of help. Paul, he was a man who went through some tough times, huh? And he even wrote, while he was in prison, that we should pray. Listen to what it says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. And you know, most people couldn't get away with saying that statement to you. You probably wouldn't listen to most people that said that. Don't worry about anything. Just pray about everything. But here you're talking about a guy who was shipwrecked, who was beaten, who was left for dead, who was persecuted of the gospel. You want to talk about a guy who's been through everything. And if he says, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything, then we should listen. He says, tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So the answer to cure you of that mood you're in, to get you out of that funk that you're in, to start turning that situation around, is not to act out on your impulses, not to follow your emotions, but to step away and pray. Jesus even told the disciples, hey, if you need help and you're going through a rough time, in John 14, 13, he said, you could ask for anything in my name and I'll do it so that the Son of God can bring glory to the Father. So if you're a disciple of Jesus, and you're in trouble, you got to talk it over with God. You got to bring it to Him instead of acting out on your own. If you seek the Lord, that is the beginning of healing of that mood. So how many people are in those tough moods today? We talked about everything, but how many people are dealing with a tough mood today, honestly? If you're dealing with a tough mood, let me see your hands. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I don't want to just preach about this today, but I want to follow the advice of James. So if you're in a bad mood, a sad mood, a frustrated mood, an irritated mood, an impatient mood, I think we're going to stop right now in the middle of service and let's try it. Let's just pray. Let's just stop in the middle of the sermon right now and let's just go to the Lord and pray. Would you bow your heads with me? Lord, we need to take this time to pray. Because you tell us in your word, God, that if we're going through trouble, that we should just stop and we should just pray. Just stop everything and pray, God. Lord, we want to have a closeness to you that is unlike our closeness to our spouse, to our parents, to our children, to anything else, God. You're number one in our life. And Lord, we want to be there with you. As David cried out to you, Lord, we cry out to you. We need you, Lord. Help, God. Help us. We're your children, Lord. Many people in our church have had rough weeks this week, God. Sister Melanie had a heartbroken week as she lost her brother and he passed away. Gary received tough news, Lord, about his hematology report is difficult, Lord. Brother Scott's mom passed away this morning. Brother Doug is in the hospital right now. Deborah and Lewis had to take their granddaughter back, and they might not see her again for another 4 or 5 months, Lord. Ronnie and Connie are having a tough time trying to sell their house. Sister Presley passed away. The parents had to pull the plug on the life support system, Lord, and this child had slipped away. We have so many trials and so many tribulations, Lord. All these things, God, can put us in a tough mood. But we want to be faithful, Lord. We want to follow what it says in James. We want to come, and we just want to pray today. And so, Lord, I just hope, God, and I know, God, that you say, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, God. Help and hear our prayers, Lord, as we just sit in a few moments of silence and just talk to you, Lord. Great to give your cares to the Lord. You know, 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and all your cares to God because He cares about you. Feels good to give your burdens to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So now that we know, how do we get over these bad moods? Who knows? How do we get over these bad moods?
Pray.
Okay, well, that sounds like you guys are not very excited about that. But yeah, we pray. We go to the Lord and we pray. Good. So what do we do in good moods? What if everything is going perfect in your life? What if you're just so happy? I mean, the sunshine is beaming out of your eyes. I mean, you're just thrilled. What does God's word say about that? Well, at James 5:13, let's look. It says, is anyone among you in trouble? Let him pray. We covered that. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. You see, James says this is the second step of praying, is singing songs of praise. Just being happy. Let God know that things are going well in your life. Let God know that you are thankful for what He's done. Let him know that you love Him. I mean, saying praise and singing praise, that's one of the highest forms of prayer that you possibly can have. And when we're singing songs, God and the heavenly hosts in heaven hear when we're praising him. So praising is also kind of like praying. I don't know you about you, but I love singing hymns. I just love the old hymns. And I wake up, my family will tell you, I wake up just about every morning singing one of them. And I sing hymns like, "What a Day It Will Be." It's good to think about what heaven will be like someday. I sing hymns like, "This Is the Day the Lord Has Made." I sing hymns like, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." There is just something about that name. I sing "Victory in Jesus," "Power in the Blood." "He Arose, My Sins Are Gone." "The Old Rugged Cross," "Great Is Thy Faithfulness." I mean, these are hymns. And they motivate me. I want to sing that kind of praise to God. I'm excited to live for the Lord. When you are praising God, you're opening your whole heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and you're just thanking God for what he's done in your life. Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." We should use our life, our voice, and all the gifts and talents God has given us just to praise his holy name. Psalm 92, 1-5 says it like this. "It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of 10-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord, and I sing for joy at the works of your hand. How great are your works, O Lord. How profound are your thoughts." Think of this. Think of all the great things God has done for you this week. How he's loved you. How he's blessed you. How he's healed some of you from different sicknesses. How he comforted you in your time of need. How he's forgiven you for the sins that you've repented of. Think about how one day you're going to walk hand in hand with the Lord in heaven. When I think of those things, I just can't help but sing the song, "God is so good." You know that song? Want to sing it with me this morning? It goes like this. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He's so good to me. He's all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. He's so good to me. Folks, the Lord loves you. And he knows the times you're going with, the times you're going through, and the moods you're dealing with today. That's why he gave me this message. He knows your heart. And so as we open up these altars to come and pray today, if you want to do that, maybe you've had a tough time, a rough week, rough time at work or at home, and some situations just put you in a mood that's not good. Maybe you're in a mood where your heart's broken. Maybe you're in a mood where you have anger or hate. Maybe you're impatient or frustrated. And you want to come to the Lord and you just want to pray about that today. Maybe you're here today and you're in a situation where your life is going great. And I hope it is. You never imagined where you'd be today. Your relationship with God is strong. Your marriage or your relationship with your friends are strong. You're thankful for the job that you have. You're just so happy and thankful. Why don't you come down and just thank God? Just praise his name for what he's done for you. If you want to come to pray or praise God, please come as we get ready to sing hymn 258, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." Let us stand and bow our heads if you're able and go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you today, God, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, your patience, Lord, long-suffering. God, we thank you for all the things you do in our life, Lord. God, there are sometimes, Lord, we just go through difficult times, Lord. Thank you for reminding us that we don't have to go through these things alone, Lord. All we have to do is look to you, Lord, and pray. God, help us to go to you, not to act out on impulses of our emotions, but just to go to you and pray, to get away, to find that quiet place, and to earnestly seek your face, Lord. God, if we're happy, Lord, and we should be happy, we're saved, we're going to heaven someday. We've got a reason to be thankful. Lord, help us to praise your name, not to be embarrassed about how good we sing or don't sing. Help us to belt out those hymns and those praises, whatever we're singing, Lord, with all the might that we have, God, as we bring glory to you and thank you for what we've done. Lord, I know there's hearts that are hurting. I know there's hearts that are rejoicing today. I pray, Lord, that you'd be the God of all comfort, as you say you are in the Bible, and you would touch us in every way that you know how to touch us. Lord, if there's anybody here that needs to pray for any reason, welcome to come and pray as we sing hymn 258, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. Death into life everlasting. He passed and we follow him there. Over us sin no more.